Welcome into the Successful Driver Podcast. I'm Kent Swanson. I'm really excited today to be talking to the president of Aero Truck Sales, Brock Gavin. Brock, it is great talking to you.
Yeah, nice to be here, Kent.
It's fun to talk to you in front of a mic. I don't know. You said we're not sure we've ever done this before. And, you know, I'm excited to hear from you today. We carved out a little time and, you know, wanted to just talk to you a little bit about, you know, things in the industry. A lot's going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anybody listening to this probably already knows that, but just, you know, had some questions for you, especially as things are kind of sitting here in 2024, but maybe we go back a little bit to, you know, before 2024 here, you know, Aero's been around for nearly 75 years. It's been a long history. You know, I'd love to know a little bit about, you know, you've been here for how long now?
Into the fourth year now.
One thing I think is always interesting is to see the history of Aero kind of communicated by leadership, because, you know, we have a long history. We've had a lot of presidents. We've all had different perspectives and we've seen different perspectives walk in. What have you been able to learn, absorb about, you know, Aero's history, you know, here in the industry over the last 75?
Yeah. I mean, tough question in a sense, because like you said, I've been here for four of the 74 years,
right.
But the way I think about it, start with, gosh, it's a long history, as you said. It's a long journey, as you've said, which in and of itself speaks volumes, right? So this is a business that has had success, found success through the ups and the downs over the years. The way I would simplify that journey to our casual listener is, okay, the business was founded in 1950 to business partners in here in Kansas City, and it was largely lighter duty trucks, used business, wholesale business, and, you know, buying big packages and finding ways to wholesale those into the market. The biggest shift, or the first big shift for the business, I think, as I understand the history, came in the 80s when there was a decision to move more purposefully into the retail market. So instead of being mostly a wholesaler, now we're working with end customers. Mm-hmm. So in the 80s, we started to set up branch locations. Today, we've got 16 branch locations, 15 in the U.S., one in Canada. But that was a big shift, right?
So for sure,
going from wholesale to retail, now we're, you know, working day to day, belly to belly with our customers, mm-hmm. end users, owner operators, buying equipment from our retail locations. So that was a big shift for us. And that, you know, in a way, as we think about our journey, that forced us to become much more customer centric, customer oriented, helping our customers find success, right? Because mm-hmm. that's who we're selling to.
For sure.
You know, if we then fast forward, I think the next big shift for the company was in the mid 90s, 96, 97, when we launched an in-house finance company called Transport Funding that exists today. And one, you know, our customers need financing typically to purchase trucks. And two, you know, wow, this allowed us to be even more in business with our customers, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're focused on customer success, you know, us being the ones that lend money to our customers means we don't make money until our customers have success mm-hmm. and ultimately pay off their loans in 3 years' time or 4 years' time. Mm-hmm. So that was a big shift for us. You know, we take on a lot of financial risk and it forces us to be even more customer centric. So that was a big shift for us in the mid 90s. And then that carries forward to today. That helped us create a foundation of values and principles that we apply consistently through what, you know, in the more contemporary period since I've been here, and I know we'll probably talk more about this in a minute, just the major ups and downs of the industry. But when we're grounded in our value system and we're grounded in customer success, it allows us to navigate those industry cycles in a good way.
Talk about industry cycles. You talk about just, you know, the DNA of Aero business changing over, you know, a lot of how Aero operates over the course of 75 years has necessitated a lot of change. You know, Brock, last 4 years has been quite challenging, you know, in this industry. When did you start at Aero?
Yeah, it was April 1st, 2021.
I mean, so you got thrown into a, you know, quite a situation with regards to how the market, you know, it was kind of sitting and where things were going. And we've seen a lot of those highs. We've seen a lot of those lows and some big swings in the last 4 years. How's Aero been able to navigate those?
Yeah, it's been a full contact sport, let's say, the last four years. A lot of foresight and a lot of discipline to navigate. You know, as you mentioned, you know, coming out of the COVID era in 2020 and then leading to where we are today, if we look back in history, that is the highest of highs for the industry in, call it 2021, early 2022, and the lowest of lows as well, at least in terms of the space traveled from the high to the low. We've never seen such movement. So it's worth reflecting for a minute on what led to that movement. You know, obviously, you know, we all lived through this COVID era impact on customer demand, on supply chain impacts. And of course, that affected our business. You know, during that period of time where consumers were ravenously buying goods and the supply chain couldn't keep up. Well, no surprise, right? There was a rush for freight. And there wasn't enough capacity, right? If you think about, you know, 2020, early, you know, 2021, even early 2022, we heard a lot about supply chain challenges, not enough capacity to serve the market. Well, supply and demand, when there's more, let's say, demand for freight than there is supply of carriers, trucks, drivers, et cetera, what happens? Rates go up. And when rates go up, new entrants are jumping to get into the business because they could make, you know, not exaggerating, they could make 2 to 3 times the amount of money in 2021 than they could make historically. So lots of people get into the market. Well, now we've got a different supply demand challenge. So now we've got willing, you know, drivers, let's say, new entrants into the market, but we have limited trucks. So guess what happens next? Truck pricing goes through the roof. We saw truck pricing double or more than double during this period. So why do I say all this? You've got this massive influx into the market. You've got spot rates through the roof. You got truck prices through the roof. God, that sounds great, right? It sounds like a lot of opportunity, and it is a lot of opportunity, but a lot of risk that creates on the back end. So a couple of things that we were thinking about in 2020 and 21, which allowed us ultimately to navigate through this cycle in a good way, better than most, is we're thinking about how do we minimize risk for our customers and how do we minimize risk for our company in the up cycle.
Right.
Not a lot of people think about that. They're thinking, you know, we'll get there when we get there. But the two main risks that we identified, you know, one was for our customers. So if our customers are getting into the business and spot rates are high and truck prices are high, things feel okay. They can make their monthly payment. It's easy to find jobs. The jobs are paying good money. But they also paid, you know, a lot of money for that truck because of the supply demand effects we mentioned earlier. So one of the things we found ourselves in a situation as a financing, as a lender in this situation is, do we want our customers to be signing up for these high priced trucks and these high monthly payments, knowing that it will become more difficult for that customer to make their monthly payment once the market regulates, which we knew was going to happen. It was a matter of time, whether it was a year, 2 years, et cetera. So one of the ways we managed, you know, risk for our customers is by being pretty firm and pretty disciplined on managing to a monthly payment that was not only, you know, reasonable for that point in time when they were making a lot of money, but was sustainable through the cycle. When rates fell, when work was harder to come by, let's make sure they can still make their monthly payment. So that was one of the things we spent a lot of time thinking about as we were underwriting business in 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Listening to you, it's acknowledging the down cycle and not running from it, acknowledging that there's probably going to be a down cycle. But I think that's, and just listening to you, I think that's a very transparent approach to business. It's, you know, standing firm and disciplined on our side protects both, you know, the consumer and the business. That is a very, transparent, you know, honest kind of upfront approach to doing business. I've never, like, the way you kind of described that was very interesting. What was the bit, like, we talked about the challenges of this last 4 years. Where were Arrow's core principles tested the most?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great example, right? Because, you know, our value system is grounded in customer success. It's grounded in trust. It's grounded in transparency, as you describe. We don't succeed unless our customers succeed. So, you know, many in the industry that were facing kind of similar situations in 2020 and 2022 mm-hmm. may not have fully seen the longer term sure. picture here, acknowledge the down cycle. As you said, it would have been very easy to do more business that made money in the near term,
sure.
but would have set our customers up not for success, but for potential failure in the down cycle. So we were tested there, right? We got to do the right thing. We got to put ourselves in the shoes of our customers. The good news is that structure, not only is that part of our DNA that you mentioned, but it's structurally part of how we do business. Back to the way that we finance a lot of trucks that we sell through our transport funding. Again, if our customers don't succeed, we don't succeed.
Yes.
So it was tested, and I think we stood up to that test. Doesn't mean we didn't make some mistakes along the way. We certainly have faced our fair share of repossessions in the downside, but we have fared much better than most in the industry as the result of the actions we took in 2020 and 2021.
So we've talked about 75 years or nearly 75 years. How do you think Arrow's been able to sustain that success? And even through some of these downswings, some of these changes in the market, how have they been able to sustain success for this long?
Well, you know, a lot of it goes back to the value system. And, you know, do you have a North Star? Do we have a North Star? We certainly do, right? Mm-hmm. As you have acknowledged earlier, the market changes, there are ups, there are downs, there's all sorts of industry shifts that occur even outside the cycles. You know, what's a company's North Star? What allows us to stay true, but also be flexible to adapt to the market conditions? And that's one of those things, you know, at Arrow, we know, again, we're not going to be successful unless our customers are successful. And so while situations change in the industry, situations change for our customers, that part always has to be true. Mm-hmm. So we must be flexible. We must adapt and keep that North Star in mind. And if we do that in a good way, plus we have good business acumen, right? Plus we're good risk managers. Mm-hmm. Then we can sustain the cycles, and we've proven, right, that we can succeed through the long term.
So I've been here for over a decade, and it's always interesting to get outside of Arrow walls and kind of hear Arrow's, you know, the perception of Arrow within the industry. And, you know, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of people that have been at Arrow at different times. But I've heard a lot of people kind of describe us as an industry leader, describe us as someone that's on the forefront of things at times, and a piece of, you know, the growth of the used truck industry. So, you know, how would you explain how Arrow helps the used truck industry grow?
It's an interesting question, because I view it maybe a little differently. In theory, maybe we can help the used truck industry grow because we provide resources for customers. We provide examples for other players in the industry. We do our very best to lift up the industry. With that said, I think it's also fair to say the used truck industry is going to operate ultimately whether Arrow's here or not. So I view it a little bit less about growing the industry, and I view it a little bit more about how do we make the industry better? Mm-hmm. How do we make it more sustainable? Of course, growth is in our DNA. We want to grow. We want our customers to grow. But I view it more as how do we make it better? How do we improve the industry? And I think that we do that by applying our value system mm-hmm. To our day-to-day business, right? If we are always putting ourselves in the shoes of our customers and looking out for their best interests, we're doing good for the industry. We put ourselves in the shoes of our customers. We think, gosh, maybe this is a company driver that is looking to go out on her own or his own as an owner operator for the first time. Mm-hmm. They're excited about it, but there's also a lot of risk. There's anxiety there. It says, well, gosh, you know, do I really want to make this plunge? You know, I'm maybe putting my savings, you know, into this business. I'm becoming a small business owner. Some will succeed, some will fail. And, you know, Arrow plays a role. We're belly to belly with those customers as they're making, you know, their small business decision. Mm-hmm. And we do our best to coach them through that. They're anxious, you know, you use the word transparency earlier. It's so important, right? If you're in their shoes and you're making this investment and you're nervous and you're thinking in the case of buying a truck, I'm buying a truck. It's a used truck. I'm not really sure, you know, let's say how well it's been reconditioned or how well it's been maintained. And, And so we play a role there in providing some confidence into the equation for our customers. So the more transparent we can be with our customers, the better. And so again, is that growth in the industry? Maybe, maybe not, but it certainly makes the industry better. It adds confidence to the equation. And hopefully, you know, we're also providing an example to others in the industry to kind of lift up the industry in total.
You said, hey, we're, you know, it's maybe not as much about growing as just trying to make the industry better. We've talked about having a North Star as a company, keeping core values, maintaining transparency. You know, those are definitely core principles that are more difficult in practice than they are concept, for sure. But that doesn't mean that there's not plenty of other reputable truck dealerships in the entirety of the country that aren't adhering to very similar principles or approaching things very differently and or very similarly. I mean, but you know, how is Arrow continuing to lean into that North Star? How are they trying to maintain that competitive edge in an industry that is very competitive?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, it's again staying grounded, but as you say, pushing the envelope. What's that next step that we can take that's in the same direction, leveraging the same foundation, but how do we push it further? How do we take the next step? You know, an example of that might be you know, taking a step last year to get more specific with our customers about the promise that Arrow makes to our customers. Yeah. What does that mean? We say we stand behind our trucks. We say we stand behind our customers, and we do. But what does that mean? How do we stand behind our trucks? How do we stand behind our customers? And, you know, in 2023, we decided to get more specific and put down on paper and put on our website, here is what that means. Here are our reconditioning standards for trucks that we're selling through the retail channel. Here is the process that we go through. Here are the standards that we meet on every truck that we take through the reconditioning process. And of course, that includes, you know, getting it passing DOT inspection, a stationary regen, a PM service, along with what does that actually mean in detail. But it also goes into more detail than that. And I would, you know, encourage listeners and audience members to check out arrowtruck.com and look for that customer promise, which is on our website on the front page. So it's being, you know, willing and courageous enough to take those next steps and to be specific about how we're going to support our customers in a good way. So I think that's an example of how we move it forward.
For sure. And like, it's one thing to know that Arrow has provided a lot of these things historically, but it's another thing to name it and be front and center with it. And like, I've appreciated that as we were going through that exercise last year is, you know, hey, let's be very intentional about what we are willing to share with our customers about what we do and how we do it. And I think that it was a very valuable exercise, I think, as a company. I think it was really good for us to go through that as a company and see that and kind of have that, you know, front and center and visible to everyone. Let everybody see what we're willing to do, how we're willing to do it. You know, I think it leans in further into that transparency concept, which I think is obviously a very important thing as we're kind of, you know, going through a very difficult market. And you know, I think it's part of why we've been here for 75 years.
So. I agree. I think it's a proof point. You know, leaning in further is a proof point because we never want to rest on the history and on the foundation. We want to leverage it. We want it to be there, but we never want to rest or get complacent. And so we need to continue to lean in and find other ways to help our customers out. And as you alluded to, going through that exercise and pushing ourselves to be more specific and lean forward a bit more, was not only validating to our customers, but frankly, it's validating to our employees. It helps us build and perpetuate the culture that we want here at Arrow Truck Sales.
100%. You know, we've talked about some of these swings that we've seen the last 4 years in the industry and, you know, the ebbs and flows. What do you think the most important thing truck drivers, truck buyers should be considering when they're purchasing their next used truck?
Great question. And, you know, it's maybe easier to say at this point in the cycle because it becomes so obvious to say this, but it really is thinking not only about today or tomorrow or the next 6 months, it's thinking about the next 3, 4, 5 years. So as an owner operator, again, starting a new business or maybe continuing, you know, their current business. Mm-hmm. When you make the acquisition of a truck and you go through all the process steps to get into business, we need to think on a 3, 4, 5 year kind of cycle timeline. Mm-hmm. So the short answer is, my advice is for that prospective customer, that prospective owner operator, somebody thinking about getting into the business or buy the truck, is think about the 3, 4, 5 year timeline. Mm-hmm. Now we need to go down a level. What does that mean? It's basically a business plan that stretches out for that period of time and doesn't assume that the conditions today are going to be the same as the conditions next mm-hmm. year yeah. or in year two or in year three. Demand will change, miles will change, rates will change, cost structure may change. And we need to make sure, and our owner operators need to make sure, that they can be successful financially throughout that market cycle. So that's what I would encourage those folks to do. And then there are plenty of resources in the industry where owner operators and customers can get smart. We're not the only source of that wisdom, but we can certainly point folks in the right direction, and we pride ourselves in being able to do that. So we have resources on aerotruck.com mm-hmm. for prospective customers, owner operators. Mm-hmm. Our salespeople in the branches are well-versed and can point customers in the right direction as well to help them think about that 3, 4, 5 year business plan.
Brock, one of the reasons that we kind of started this podcast a long time ago was we wanted to give a voice to truck drivers out in the industry to help pass information, pass wisdom on to potential truck drivers. And we've got to talk to a lot of very successful truck drivers in the last 4 years. And I think, you know, there's a very clear alignment between what you've kind of described here and what those people have kind of brought to the table when they come and talk to us. It's the diligence. It's having a long-term plan. It's, you know, being ready for changes in the market as they're happening. It's there's a very clear alignment to what we've heard from truck drivers over the last few years doing the show and what you kind of just described. So I think you're dead on. It something that there's always that sentiment that rings true with almost every single truck driver that we speak to. You know, there's that underlying theme that exists when we're having those conversations. So I think that's really just wise, sound advice to anybody that's, you know, maybe looking to purchase their next truck. But I want to get you out with this one. You know, there's going to be, we're in change. There's been a lot of change the last 4 years, but there's going to be change in the next 4 years.
Yep.
You know, who knows what that market's going to look like? How is Aero planning to tackle a changing market, a changing, you know, environment, both in the industry and in our world? How is Aero navigating those things? And what are our plans for that?
Yeah. I mean, generally speaking, in the same way that we've navigated the last 74 years, mm-hmm. right? We're just staying true to the principles, putting ourselves in the shoes of our customers, trying to get out a little bit in front of, you know, changes in the industry so that we can help our customers through it. More specifically, right, if we think about the next 12 to 24 months, there should be some good times ahead for our customers. Mm-hmm. As difficult as things have been in the last 12 to 24 months, we're at that point in the cycle where things will start to improve, and we can help coach our customers through that part of the cycle as well. And we think longer term, maybe, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, the world's going to change for trucks. You know, we've got new technologies that are on the horizon. We've got lots of emissions related regulatory changes on the horizon. These are somewhat scary topics for many of our customers and those in the industry. There are a lot of questions and fewer answers. One of our roles as being a trusted leader in the industry is to help coach our customers through that next phase in technology and regulatory transition as well. So we don't have all the answers today, but we're thinking a lot about it. We'll be prepared to coach our customers through that point in the process.
Brock, I really appreciate your time here, just giving us a little bit to talk about some stuff with the industry. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, Kent. It's nice to be here. You know, almost 75 years now at Aero Truck Sales. Mm-hmm. We're proud of that legacy. We're committed to our customers, and we really enjoy what we do in supporting our customers. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's Aero President Brock Gavin. That's another episode of the Successful Driver Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We'll catch you later.